And the this task was in deciding who we should nominate and honor tonight as our Lifetime Achievement Award winner. And the process to nominate and call up Ray Dalio was very straightforward. We looked at a number of possible candidates, and given the people that we had nominated and honored in the past, it was just a standout to the point of almost oversight that we hadn't brought in Ray earlier. If you look at what he has done in terms of contributing to the industry, it's outstanding. He is probably more responsible than any single individual for getting institutions into the hedge fund business. Now, when you think of it, the way hedge funds started, what they were, where they're going now, by the end of next year, it's estimated that 80% of assets going into hedge funds will be institutional assets. And the guy who laid the foundation for that is Ray Dalio. He also has been unique in the manner in which he goes about making decisions, operating, and what he calls stress testing, which essentially is he's pretty sure he knows what he's doing, and Lord knows he's built Bridgewater into the biggest hedge fund around, so obviously he's gotten a few things right. But he's careful enough to do what he calls stress testing all his ideas, where he will engage in conversation to the point of confrontation with his own staffers to determine, is this the right way to go? Is this the best thing to do? So you've got a combination of a man who has introduced institutions to the hedge fund industry and also been a great manager in getting the process to where it is now. So with that, I'd like to bring up Ray Dalio.
Receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award is somewhat of a mixed blessing. It's I'm on the one hand extremely honored when I think of all the terrific people in the industry. I think really hedge fund people around the world are some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life, and to be able to receive this award, particularly over a lifetime. A lifetime, I think people get to know what you're like. And so when I think about the people who are here and the pleasure that I've had to work with some of them, too many people to name, I'm sure I'd offend people, and I think about the people that I've had to also, not only the clients and people I work with, it's really it's really a treat and a somewhat an undeserved treat, because I'm the one who's standing up here and they are really the ones who make this possible. So I'm very pleased about that. On the other hand, I understand that Lifetime Achievement Awards come late in your career, and I'm just beginning, so I think that, you know, it's a little bit not at the end of my career, so I'm a little bit disappointed about that part of it. Also, there's an aspect to this which I've been so used to being the anti-establishment that it's a little bit odd to be up here and be considered, you know, part of the establishment or of the establishment. It's something that I haven't gotten used to. And it gets me a little bit nervous, too, because I've honestly, when you get an award like this, I guarantee you that I'm really not as good as they say that I am. The mistakes have been more important to me. I've honestly, Lee Iacocca said, it's easier to survive your failures than to survive your successes. And I think that that's true when you think about the mistakes and the benefits of the mistakes and how you learn. I know myself, it's fear of failure that has been the main driver. The greatest improvements that we've ever had have been when we've had the more challenging times that makes you dig harder. You learn from that, that's the better thing. So it's been a tremendous mixed blessing in order to be up here. But there's been a lot of talk about Bridgewater's culture, and I thought I would just say a few words about what that is and why Bridgewater has been special, and I'm going to take that opportunity. I have a clicker. I don't have a clicker. Do you? Thank you. So I just want to say a few words about, okay. I think the magic formula for success of a business, any business, is people and culture. People say, what did you do to be successful? How did you construct portfolios? How did you get the deep knowledge? I think the most important ingredients are people and culture. Culture is values and the living those values out in a way every day. So people. So what do I mean by great people? I think the most important qualities of people are three qualities, are character, common sense, and creativity. And the most important quality is values. You know, when we interview people, most companies look for skills. There are three things, I think, that make up an individual. There are their values. Those are the things that draw people together over a period of time. Whether you have a happy marriage or the best friends that you're ever going to have are the people who are going to have the same values. Those are the core, most important ingredients. Then there are abilities, natural abilities, the ability to do math, or some people are naturally talented in art, or given a certain ability, certain set of abilities, and skills. Skills are the things that I think most companies make the mistake of putting number one. They'll ask different people, what are your skills? Did you do that job before? But they'll never ask them questions like, why do you work? Why do you work? For example, when we hire people, the most important question is values. Why do you work? If you're interested in working for money, you don't belong at Bridgewater. If you're interested in working for money and status, you don't belong at Bridgewater. We want people who live out this culture in which we deal with, create a community. So this community, these are the words that are essential to the process. We have to have group values. If you don't talk about the values and the people that you're working with, how do you know you have those values? So when I look at, we've been doing this now for 35 years. 35 years is a testament to the character of the people who are doing that work. So 35 years, you can tell what types of qualities they have. If they're doing it for money, there's a time where money, there's a choice between money and excellence. And you have to, I think, have those kinds of values, those deep values. So you have to have those group values. Well, the most overriding value for us is truth, and we talk about the debate to get at truth. So you might hear that Bridgewater is a very tough place to be. And that truth, through this debate process, is the thing that makes us better. And that truth sometimes has to include things like things that you're not good at, what your weaknesses are. I don't think that there's a problem if people have weaknesses and they know they have weaknesses. The greatest barrier that people have in their own personal evolution is not understanding their weaknesses and running into them all the time. So we have a process which is a non-egotistical process of trying to get at the truth. We have radical transparency to get at the truth. For example, you can't talk about anybody without that person being in the room. Almost all of our meetings are taped, so anybody in the company can listen to them through that radical transparency, because that produces an idea meritocracy. And excellence, that's what we try for. Excellence is not about money. Stradivarius built beautiful violins, not because he thought that they would be more profitable to sell an expensive Stradivarius violin. There's a sense of beauty, and the people in our operation have to have that sense of beauty. The sense of beauty in terms of the investment process, the sense of beauty in terms of every aspect, client service, every aspect has to be that. And we appreciate each other, and we fight with each other in order to try to be better. And that's what creates community. You have to have a community. I believe that a community is a place where people care deeply because they share those same values. And so we have to have a certain type of community that in which we care about each other, we share each other's lives, and we get better together.